Fourth parakachulin, second mishnah, mevakeres hamak shaleli, an animal which is about to give birth to its firstborn child and is in the process. You could chop off limb by limb and throw it to the klovim, because the kedusha of the bechor takes effect only after it's born. Here, since only one limb came out, it's not considered born. Yotze ruvoi, and mainly you could, if you chop this meat, it has no kedusha, you could feed it to the dogs. Yotze ruvoi, but if the majority of the animal went out, and if the min havichayra, then the second its head came out, and it does have kedushas, bechor, and therefore, even if you cut it afterwards, it has kedusha, and you have to bury it if it died, and the animal does not. The animal has another offspring that will not be a bechor, because the first one was considered bechor. This last statement that it's potter from bechayra, this machlekes yishayim. The Rambam says that the only time we say that the next offspring will not be bechor is if the first one was born, but born fully and had kedusha. But if the first one was trapped up as it was coming out, and the first one did not have kedusha, then the second offspring is considered the first child that is born. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos hold that no, since Lamaisa there was offspring before the second one, even though it didn't get kedusha because it was trapped up before it came out, still it's enough of a leda to pater the second one from being a bechor.